All right, compound for the rest of the day. Tequila, Volteo, Muser's Ticket Compound. Brought to you by Hegwood Property Tax Consultants and Reliant Air Conditioning. We've had a good time this morning. We've had all sorts of roundtables. We predicted the Cowboys season. We've been busy. Made a guys, big announcement about summer chill.
I'm hearing, too, that you guys nailed that prediction.
Really?
On the internet. They're talking about it right now.
A lot of people
saying
that.
How accurate you are, yeah.
A lot of people.
Yeah, the estimate of 8 to 9 wins is dead on.
Yep.
A lot
so,
yeah. of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
This is the best.
All right, okay.
All right. That's enough.
The keeping has
but
the
up
keeping
next
has
here,
the keeping has a keeping.
From the compound is the invasion, Matt and Donovan. We just heard Donovan's wake-up call.
Yeah.
Looks like he's going with a little Advil.
Oh, no. He's already taking pills like Elvis.
Man, I ain't never taken pills in all my life, man.
That's impressive. All the way to 4 o'clock in the morning. Way to go, Donovan.
Man, we had to do what we had to do.
Sounded like you and Monty were having fun because I woke up to go wee-wee pee-pee.
Yeah.
And I turned on the app just to see. I wonder if Donnie's still up. And sure enough, you were rolling tunes and talking music with Monty.
Yeah, it was fun.
What I heard sounded great.
It was good times. I don't know how we're going to make it until 1 o'clock, but we're definitely going to try.
That's a keeping. That's a keeping.
Notable death.
That's a keeping. That's a keeping. That's a keeping.
Perhaps notable death.
Liam Payne.
What do you mean?
Dead at the age of 89?
Who is it?
Joe Don Baker.
The great Joe Don Baker from Fletch.
Yes.
Fletch's mortal enemy.
He was the police chief, I believe.
Yes.
From the Walking Tall movies.
Walking Tall movies. And now, watching Joe Don Baker when I was a kid in the late 70s, I thought there's no way that guy's going to make it to almost 90. He never looked completely healthy to me.
You forecasted his death?
You know what?
I did.
We're doing trifecta today for Joe Don Baker. 4:15.
He was in The Living Daylights. What else? Goldeneye and Tomorrow Never Dies.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. He was CIA agent Jack Wade.
Oh, that guy. Okay.
Opposite Pierce Brosnan in those movies.
He's in Cape Fear.
Is he really?
Yeah, the 91 version.
Walking Tall is the one I really
remember. We don't need some Penny Annie Woodward and Bernstein coming over here and messing up our investigation.
Stop knowing Fletch.
Yeah, he's been in a ton of stuff.
Was Chevy Chase funny in his day?
Oh my God.
So great.
The funniest man of the 80s by a mile.
Wasn't he the dad in Gremlins, or is that somebody else?
Who, Joe Don Baker?
Yeah.
Or Chevy Chase?
I think he was.
Joe Don Baker.
Yes.
No, that was Hoyt Axton.
Oh, yeah. They always were the same person.
Man, they look at
Hoyt Axton,
looks like that guy.
Who was in Three Dog Night, right? Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog?
He was?
Or he wrote that song?
Oh, really?
He wasn't in Three Dog Night.
I swear Hoyt Axton wrote that song. And his mom, I think, Hoyt Axton's mom may have written Hound Dog by Elvis.
His mama called him Clay, too.
Who joins us now.
He was in The Natural?
Weird.
Well, then I'm going to call him Clay. Then.
He was the Whammer.
Let's see.
That's right.
Hound also dog. My Cousin Vinny.
Mark he was the lawyer in My Cousin Vinny. That's right. The other lawyer.
Utes.
So he just jumps Steve McMichael and Jim Dent in the queue?
Congo?
No, wait a second. That's Lieber and Stoller wrote Hound Dog. Maybe it's Heartbreak Hotel.
He's in a bunch of stuff.
It was one of the songs, man. It was like a whole deal.
He was in the Entourage movie.
Was he really?
Oh, man. I just don't know, man.
You're getting dropped over there.
It's like a whole deal or something, man.
All right, Invasion, what are we doing today? You going to have Dak on again?
No, we're not. We are going to be joined 12:10 by Donnell Rawlings, Ashy Larry from the Chappelle.
Heck yeah.
That voice is not going to make it.
Heartbreak Hotel, written by Hoyt Axton's mother. Thank you.
No,
this will be great.
He'll join us.
That's good.
Do you watch Chappelle, George?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, George.
Hilarious.
Joe Don Baker went to North Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
Did he really?
It just says a sports scholarship.
Vague.
I don't know what he played.
Vague.
High school at Grossbeck, he was a goat.
A Grossbeck goat.
He played basketball and football.
Wow.
He was a Sig Ep at North Texas, graduated with a Bachelor of Business Administration.
Huh. Do you believe in the Mean Green?
All right. Fellow Mean Greener there.
So Hoyt Axton wrote Joy to the World, The Pusher, which is another great song, Never Been to Spain,
Well, I've never been to heaven, but I have been to Oklahoma, and Arizona. What does it matter? Well, I've never
been. That's a great song. Hoyt Axton, that's the dad in Gremlins.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Dead in 1999.
When did he die?
So that's our tribute to Hoyt Axton and Joe Don Baker.
So pour one out.
Let's pour one out.
So let me hear from you.
Are you guys going to go through the Cowboys schedule?
Yeah, quarter by quarter.
Oh, y'all didn't do that.
See, we didn't think of that.
Wow. One secret game we will play by play.
Ooh.
We haven't decided which one yet.
I don't know if we can do play by play.
It's not live.
Which week does Joe Milton take over?
We once played.
You're going to have to wait and see, Sean.
It was dice football, wasn't it? The 77 Cowboys against the 92 Cowboys?
Yeah.
Andrew Dice football. And Brad Sham did play-by-play.
Oh, hickory dickory dock.
Just smoking a cigarette with his arm around.
You think that was obnoxious when Andrew Dice Clay would smoke the cigarette with his arm wrapped all the way back around?
Okay,
show
did
how
you
much
guys,
attitude he had.
Did you guys fall for Andrew Dice Clay the way teenagers did in the 80s?
I don't know. You know,
I
it was so
really understand him.
It's so weird, the meteoric rise some of those comedians had. Andrew Dice Clay and Dana, what's his name, had a huge rise, too.
Dana Carvey.
Dana White.
No, what's his name?
Stubblefield.
Dana Hamilton.
Dana Stubblefield.
Dana Stubblefield. No, maybe Dane Cook. That's what I'm thinking of.
Dane Cook. Dana Barrow.
He was another one that had its meteoric rise. He was playing stadiums all of a sudden, like within a year.
Bobcat Goldthwait
Bill
did.
Curly.
What is that?
Was
noise?
Andrew Dice Bobcat. Clay funny?
Yeah, he kind of was. Yeah.
It seemed like
sadly, he was. Yeah.
Tuned into some of those specials.
And
I thought it was pretty funny.
Philip was about to go.
He turned into like for a while there. He had a late kind of comeback in his career.
On
he was a serious actor.
Yeah, he was in the Woody Allen movie.
Dice. Oh.
I know, we don't like to mention him.
Why? I don't understand why. Why is the Dice Man showing up and being inside the movie? I don't understand. What is it? I'm in some kind of Kantian nightmare. You know, what is this, a categorical imperative? I've, you know, always got to will the maximum of my action.
Woody,
you know,
did you hear Kierkegaard was brought up last night on Deep Night Ticket?
Kierkegaard, I can't have this conversation with you again. I can't. It's insane.
Of all
it
your characters, that's the one I want to kill the most.
Yes.
Why?
Yeah. I love it so much.
I wish he and Rick Skidmore would drive off a cliff together.
But why? Why do you say that? You know, I always wonder, is there an afterlife, and do they have free parking? You know,
God, it's intolerable. It's so exhausting.
How did he ever get famous? Because talk about not funny.
God,
I don't get it.
I don't either.
I don't get it. And you know what? All those movies he did, not that great.
No. Dude, some were good. Some great movies. He did have some great movies.
Okay.
He's the Wes Anderson of making movies.
Well, Wes Anderson.
Yeah, do you think
that
Woody Allen is the precursor for the community, like for Wes Anderson?
I just tickled myself.
But
that's great.
Why? Have you seen, how many Woody Allen movies have you seen?
None.
You have to name them for me.
Don't waste
them. Annie Hall.
Oh, Donovan. No, come on.
Annie Hall.
I've never watched it.
Boy, that would be great. That would
could
be great.
Donovan
we
spend
should have a watching party.
Could Donovan spend a whole weekend?
I want to pick the most annoying Woody Allen movie, and I want to get you and your friends to watch it and tell me what you think of it.
What do you mean by friends?
Yeah, what do you mean by friends?
So just gather everyone at the house, like we're just going to pick it, and I'll put on a Woody Allen movie.
And you can't tell them
how quickly
you have to say. You have to say, man, I think you guys will love this, and then you put on a Woody Allen movie and see how long before one of the guys makes a comment about it.
Yeah. What are we watching?
I think once you see the lion appear on the before the movie even starts, what the hell are we doing?
You're going to
get questioned.
You're going to hate
these movies. I don't understand. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. It just,
does that sound entertaining to you?
It sounds like a blast.
What's Up, Tiger Lily is legitimately funny, though.
I think that deals in some Asian stereotypes. I'm not.
Yeah, it's probably canceled now.
I like Deconstructing Harry. That was funny.
Because it was a Japanese movie that he just redubbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty funny. Because they stole like a mayonnaise.
Egg salad recipe.
Egg salad recipe.
Yeah, that's what it was all about.
Egg salad.
But once again, when he's been accused of.
I'm the only one who likes egg salad sandwiches.
Love egg salad.
Okay, all right.
I'm a big egg salad fan.
I think I get much support there. With lettuce and tomato, or just
like egg salad? Yeah.
The best egg salad was made by Heidecker. You know
why? Like, why did Heidecker make good egg salad? What?
Okay, have Woody Allen on when you break down the Cowboys.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, quarter by quarter.
Oh, that's fine with me.
All right. You guys have a good one. Right. And we'll be around, too.
Yeah.
All right, camping.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay,
let's
see you.
Let's do that next.